From WIPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. We speak with three of the scores of book lovers organizing the Baltimore Book Festival, which runs Friday through Sunday at the Inner Harbor. Kathy Hornig of the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts tells us how the festival started 22 years ago. Novelist Jen Mikulski explains how the Starts Here writers' discussions she moderates will translate to the festival. And Carla Dupre of City Lit Project previews the link between authors and those who attend the event.
We want people to understand how incredibly dynamic the literary community is in Maryland. To me, a good author will make you feel like no one else is in the room, and that's what I want our audience to feel. We want them to feel like there's a connection.
It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. Baltimore's literary legacy runs deep. H.L. Mencken, Edgar Allan Poe, Gertrude Stein, F. Scott Fitzgerald all once penned prose here. And more contemporary acclaimed authors, including Laura Lippman, Alice McDermott, Anne Tyler, are also synonymous with Charm City. So it's fitting that the Baltimore Book Festival, now in its 22nd year, is one of the most anticipated annual happenings, filling the Inner Harbor with written and spoken word. We're just 3 days away from the festival. It starts Friday, 11 a.m., and runs through Sunday evening. In the second half of the show, we'll meet another local author integral in the literary salon scene, and we'll also talk with the director of the City Lit Project, one of the book festival's partner organizations. But first, let's talk with Kathy Hornig, festival's director with Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts, the city's arts council and events agency that produces the Baltimore Book Festival. BOBA also organizes and presents the large-scale happenings Light City and Artscape. In addition, the office provides funding and support for artists, art programs, and arts organizations throughout the city. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you.
What's the history of the Baltimore Book Festival? How did it start?
Well, we started 22 years ago under the administration of Mayor Schmoke. You may recall he coined Baltimore the city that reads. And my boss came back from the Edinburgh Book Festival excited and inspired to do a similar event here in Baltimore.
I bet it's grown a lot since then.
It has. We originally were in Mount Vernon, and we outgrew that space, particularly as the renovations happened at the Washington Monument and in the parks. So for the past couple of years, we've been at the Inner Harbor, and that's really taken the festival to a whole new level. We've almost doubled our attendance. We get lots of what I call now accidental festival goers, folks who are visiting the harbor to have a good time, maybe don't know what a book festival is or have never been to one before, but once they get there, they love it, and we find that they come back for more than one day.
What would you say attendance is at the festival?
Well, if we get good weather, which fingers crossed, we're looking good for the weekend, about 100,000 people over the 3 days.
Wow. Programming partners make up the festival. Who are the partners? How does that work?
Well, they're absolutely key to the curation of the festival. So working with my office, we partner with City Lit, the Maryland Romance Writers Association, Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America, Artway Alliance, who helps us with our comic pavilion, and of course, the Ivy Bookshop. They're a great partner for our festival.
And drop a few names. Who are some of the authors?
Well, it's always dangerous to get me started talking about the authors because sometimes I can't stop. Super excited about Alice McDermott, Baltimore's own, will be there. Michael Eric Dyson, Patricia Altschul from the Bravo reality series Southern Charm, Steve Reichlin, the barbecue master, Sean O'Neill, who won Master Chef. We have Caldecott winners, Newbery winners, more than 500 presenting authors this
more
year.
More than 500.
Yes, it's amazing.
That's Kathy Hornig, Festivals Director with the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts, here on The Record on WIPR. We're talking about the Baltimore Book Festival taking place this Friday through Sunday at the Inner Harbor. And it's more than just readings. There's salons and even a cooking demonstration? What kind of formats can people expect?
Well, it's truly a celebration of the literary arts, a festival in the Baltimore style. So you can't have a great party without great food and drink. We have a 100% local food and beverage program, a whole area for kids, hands-on crafts, activities, games, all with a literary feel. A storybook parade kicks us off on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock with all of your favorite storybook characters, live music by local bands all weekend long. And that's in addition to the unparalleled shopping at the festival. If you're a book person like I am, a chance to visit more than 90 booksellers and exhibitors who line the Harbor Promenade.
90 booksellers?
Yes, and exhibitors. Not all of our exhibitors are in the business of selling books. Many of them are, but we also have great resources for readers and writers. We have a jewelry maker who makes jewelry out of books, book bags, book-themed shirts. It really just goes on and on. It's a book lover's paradise.
Are there trends in new books that you're noticing?
One trend that we've been seeing at, particularly in the presentations at our Baltimore Book Festival, are authors who come to traditional publishing, having gone through blogging or having a social media following, come first and then getting the attention of a publisher. A couple authors we have coming this year that fit that bill include Patricia Altschul, who has such a huge social media following with her book, The Art of Southern Charm, that we anticipate very big crowds. Also, Jacinda Wilder, who started as a romance writer her career, but then moved into health and fitness and wellness as a blogger, and now has a second career writing books about health and fitness and no-fad dieting.
Well, that kind of leads to the next thing I wanted to ask you. I mean, does living in the age of instant digital downloads affect what you think festival goers want when they come to a festival?
Well, we still sell plenty of books. It's a great weekend for the Ivy Bookshop and our other booksellers. The one nuance I think that it does add to the festival in the instances where festival goers have sometimes downloaded the book and read it before they come to the festival makes for an even richer experience. A really unique thing about our event is that all of the authors participate in presentations to the festival goers, but then also audience Q&A. So that interaction between authors and readers is a real hallmark of our event. Authors don't come to our festival just to sell and sign books, although there's plenty of that. But if a festival goer has read the book first, there's a chance to really have an enriched experience by being able to ask the author questions directly.
That interaction, do you think that sets the Baltimore Book Festival apart from some of the others around the country?
Absolutely. Along with our waterfront location and our celebratory nature, we have bestsellers, we have local books, we have cookbooks, we have children's books, really every genre, and that makes us quite unique from some of the other book festivals in the country.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I appreciate your telling us about it.
Thanks. Thank you.
Kathy Hornick is Festivals Director with the Baltimore Office of Promotion in the Arts. It's presenting the Baltimore Book Festival this coming weekend, Friday through Sunday, at the Inner Harbor. We have a link to all the events at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. Quick break now, and then we'll meet a local literary salon host and City Lit Project's Executive Director to hear about what they're offering for readers and writers this year. I'm Sheila Cast. On the Record, stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking today about the Baltimore Book Festival coming up this weekend at the Inner Harbor. We got an overview from the events agency that produces the festival, the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts. Joining us now is Carla Dupre, an author who's also executive director of City Lit Project, which is a programming partner for the festival. Dupre served 5 years on the Maryland State Arts Council before taking the helm at City Lit a little more than a year ago. She can tell us about what will be happening on the City Lit stage at the festival. Welcome, Carla.
Thank you so much. It's very nice to be here.
And also joining us is local author Jen Mikulski, host of the monthly Starts Here Writers Reading Series at Bird in Hand Bookstore in Charles Village. Her novels include The Tide King and The Summer She Was Underwater. She also edited the anthology City Sages, Baltimore. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you for having me.
Carla, tell us a bit about City Lit Project.
City Lit Project is a very, very small literary nonprofit located in Baltimore. We have two signature events, the City Lit Festival, a day-long event for writers and readers, and we help nurture writers and readers throughout the region. And our other signature event is involved with the Baltimore Book Festival. We call it the City Lit Stage.
To start off the festival, I see City Lit is offering something called Free Friday Feedback.
Yes.
What is Free Friday Feedback?
We decided we wanted to give something to writers as well as readers. And we have available 4 editors from regional publications as well as a publishing house to come in and actually talk to festival goers who are writers who are trying to get feedback on their work. So each festival goer, whoever signs up, will have 30 minutes with an editor. They'll go over their work, read it real quickly, and talk about what they can do to either get the work published or just to work on it. So it's positive feedback.
And this is something you've done before?
We've done it before with writers, regional writers. But this time we wanted to just kind of notch it up a little bit and go for editors, because these editors look at writing all the time. They usually say yes or no to a publication, whether or not a piece will be accepted. And we figured we'd get the information firsthand. So we have 4 fabulous editors, poetry, fiction, and nonfiction. And for 30 minutes, they will sit down free of charge to go over these works.
And this is a one-on-one session?
One-on-one. Absolutely. That's why we want people to sign up. It opens from 12 to 2 o'clock on Friday. We tell them to start signing up about 11:30.
But then there's another session on
Saturday. On Saturday, the second session is with a writing coach. A lot of people don't think they need a coach to cheer them on. And we're telling them, maybe you do. If you're trying to get through maybe a chapter or a novel in progress, you want someone's voice in your head telling you, you know, this is how you do it. This is how you find your authentic story. And we want to give people a taste of what that feels like to have a coach in their lives.
Jen Mikulski, what is the Starts Here series? How did it start?
Well, I've actually been involved in the reading series area, I suppose, for a long time. I did the 5-10 readings with Michael Kimball for about 7 years at Minas Gallery in Hamden. And when we ended that, around the time, I think it was 2013, and I just gotten like a Best of Baltimore for a book that I'd written, and Ed Berlin of the Ivy Bookshop contacted me, and he said, you know, we're very involved in the community, which I already knew, and he said, we'd like to work with local authors, and we really would be interested with your experience if you could sort of shepherd a series for us through the Ivy Bookshop, but at a cafe, a different location, somewhere where we can get new listeners, people who wouldn't normally come to the Ivy Bookshop, but we also want to hear exciting voices in literature. And I said yes. So for a few years, we were at Artifact Coffee, and last year we moved to the new location, Bird in Hand, in Charles Village, which the Ivy Bookshop also sort of co-owns. They have about 5,000 books in the cafe, so it's a bookshop cafe. We do a reading there one Saturday a month. We have 4 or 5 readers regionally, nationally, locally. They come in, we sort of get a good mix. And we have a series, and I've been doing that for, I'd say, 4 years now with the Ivy Bookshop.
And then, so you're bringing Starts Here to the Baltimore Book Festival. How will that work?
Well, we've done it. I've been involved in the book festival for many years. When it was in Mount Vernon, we did the 5-10 readings there for several years, and this will be our first year at the book festival. But I'm really excited because it's sort of the same concept to me. I strive to sort of bring new voices to Baltimore, but it's still a small community. So it's really exciting for us to have people who are maybe on vacation or at a conference, sort of strolling down the harbor, and they're going to maybe stop by the Ivy Bookshop tent and hear a reading from an author here that they may not have been exposed to. So it's a great opportunity for us to sort of expand and have these voices from regional publishers and small presses and have them be exposed to people they may never would come in contact with normally.
So who will be reading at Starts Here?
Well, we have a great mix of local and regional readers. Our lineup includes Jamie Fontaine from Philadelphia. She's a very exciting, very funny, very edgy writer. Dave Kay here in Baltimore. He has a book coming out with a Baltimore press called Mason Jar Press, and the book's called The Bong-Ripping Brides of Count Dragado. So based on the title alone, I think you can get excited about that. Justin Sanders, he is a graduate of University of Baltimore's MFA program, and his book, For All the Other Ghosts, was one of City Paper's top 10 books of 2016. So also very exciting, very edgy urban writer. And then we go a little outside of the local readers. We have Malka Older. She's coming with her follow-up book called Null States. It's the follow-up of a book called Infomocracy, which was one of the best books of 2016 from Kirkus Press, Book Riot, The Washington Post. It's sort of a sci-fi political thriller, so we're really excited to have that sort of diversity. To round it up, we have a really great essayist named Sarah Sweeney. She had a book come out last year from Barrel House Press called Tell Me If You're Lying, and she's from Boston. If you want to get a flavor for her work, she has an essay that came out in the Washington Post earlier this year called My Dirty Dancing Fantasy Came True. So she does a lot of pop culture, but also very edgy and very funny. I saw her at another reading, actually, and I said, you have to come read in Baltimore. For me, it's a lot of just about showing off things I've seen and writers that I'm excited about. So that's the best part of the series for me, is just hearing people and saying, oh my God, you have to come, and I want other people to hear you. So I'm really excited about these writers.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass, speaking with Jen Mikulski, author of several books of short stories, as well as the novels The Tide King and The Summer She Was Underwater, and with Carla Dupre, executive director of City Lit Project, a programming partner of the Baltimore Book Festival. Dupre is on the selection committee that chooses One Maryland, One Book. Carla Dupre, remind us what One Maryland, One Book, what that program is.
That's a pretty incredible program. This year they have Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. It's where all of Maryland reads one book, Purple Hibiscus. Chimamanda will actually be at this festival.
And she's going to be on Midday on Thursday.
She's from Maryland, so to get a chance for Marylanders to kind of say, we appreciate you and celebrate you. But I'd like to tell you a lot about what's going on City Lit stage. I'm so excited. We're bringing in Cynthia Bond, a novelist. She wrote the book Ruby in 2014, which was selected by Oprah. She just finished the screenplay for Ruby for Harpo Films, and she's joined City Lit stage on Saturday at 5:00. She will be reading from her forthcoming work. It will be a debut reading. She's not read this piece anywhere in the state, so we're really, really excited to have her.
What else are you excited about that City Lit is presenting?
Oh, I'm excited about a lot of things. On Friday, we get to celebrate three artists who are getting national attention. Devin Allen, the photographer, whose work showed up on Time Magazine, who is a 2017 Gordon Parks Fellow. We're celebrating 2017 Guggenheim Fellow Deborah Rudisill. And we're celebrating City Lit Press's launch book, Rafael Alvarez. On Saturday, we're spending a lot of time with fiction. So we're trying to get people who love fiction, book clubs, readers and writers to join us. We have a celebration of Asian American authors, a panelist of Asian American writers. We have a panel of novelists who will talk about their work. The thing about City Lit, we're really interested in writers in this region. And we don't really care if you have a book out or not, or a forthcoming book, or if you've published two books many years ago. We want people to understand how incredibly dynamic the literary community here is in Maryland, specifically Baltimore region. There are a lot of writers here who don't have a platform, and we try to provide that for them. On Sunday, we get to celebrate 100,000 Poets for Change. It's a global event. Over 500 events in the world are being celebrated to bring peace, justice, and sustainability to communities. So we have panel after panel of poets, young poets. We have a National Student Poet Laureate, Joey Reisberg, curating a session. We have a Revolutionary Summer. It's a group of high school girls who every summer come together under the direction of Andrea Desina Cole, who actually will be reading or doing excerpts from Intozake Shange's For Color Girls, who have considered suicide if the rainbow was enough. We are, for the first time, presenting three musical guests on Saturday. This is Leah Morris. She's kind of like a Tracy Chapman singer. We have Jahiti of Brownfish, who does a beautiful songs that are just uplifting. And we have Christian B. Music. She's a Baltimore musician also. Each of the musicians we have selected are really poets, but they just put their words to music, and it will be delightful. It's an incredible time to be a writer, I think, in Maryland.
What a spread. Jen Mikulski, what is happening at the book festival that you don't want to miss, aside from what you're presenting?
Well, one thing in particular that I'm really excited about will be on Sunday, September 24th, also at the Ivy Bookshop stage. It's Lily Tuck in conversations with Marion Winnick. I think everyone knows Marion Winnick here in Baltimore. She's a wonderful essayist and writer.
Including here on WYPR.
Yes, absolutely. And Lily Tuck has this is her sixth novel, and it's kind of interesting. It's a first-person novel. The narrator has no name, and she's the second wife of this husband. And really the book is about this unnamed first-person narrator sort of obsessing over the first wife. And I think it's an interesting sort of look into, you know, what really makes a marriage or what really people's reality is. And it's sort of like kind of creepy and interesting, and I like the approach that Lily Tuck is taking. So I'm really excited. And, you know, you never know what questions Marion Winnick is going to ask. So that sort of just adds to the excitement and fun for me. So I'm really excited to see this reading on Sunday, Lily Tuck with Marion Winnick.
Carla Dupre just told us she thinks it's a wonderful time to be a writer in Maryland. Jen, how would you describe what the Baltimore Book Festival provides the city's reading and writing community?
Well, I think there are just so many opportunities to get involved. I know so many local writers who have an opportunity every year to get on the City Lit stage or the Ivy Bookshop stage. And you don't often see that in other cities, like the San Francisco Book Festival or the National Book Festival. There's more of a national component. So I think it's a good balance, the Baltimore Book Festival. You'll get these national authors who will come in and draw crowds, and then you'll have a smaller community that doesn't often get exposure, but gets, you know, several hundred thousand people an opportunity to hear them read. And I think, you know, best of all, the Ivy Bookshop is doing a program also on Sunday from 3 to 6. They do a university writers program. So they'll have student readers from University of Baltimore, Johns Hopkins, UMBC, Towson, Loyola, Stevenson, Goucher. So, you know, as a reading series host and just someone who really likes to find out about new voices, you know, that's such a great opportunity to hear from students who may be the next Alice McDermott or Ann Tyler, and you get to see them, you know, when they're in the program. So that's very exciting to me, and I think it's very exciting for them as well to have exposure to a wide audience and over the weekend.
Carla, you're nodding. I'll give you the last word.
I'm nodding because it's also, this book festival is a chance for, even if you are thinking about writing a book, there's something about being able to just almost taste little pieces of, or hear little pieces of literature. It could be a phrase from a poem. It could be, you know, sitting down hearing an author talk about the struggle of writing a book or coming up with a second one. But there's something that will tap into a person just sitting down for a few minutes, one-on-one with an author, because it'll feel like one-on-one. You know, to me, a good author will make you feel like no one else is in the room, that they're speaking to you. And that's what I want our audience to feel. Like what we have on stage, we've kind of cherry-picked these writers. We want them to feel like there's a connection.
Well, you've given us lots of reasons to be excited about the Baltimore Book Festival. Thank you both.
Thank you for
having us. Thank you so much.
Carla Dupre is Executive Director of City Lit Project, which is a programming partner of Baltimore Book Festival. Jen Mikulski will host a special edition of the Starts Here Writers Reading Series at the festival. We spoke earlier with Kathy Hornick, Festival's Director at Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts, the events agency that produces the Baltimore Book Festival, now in its 22nd year. We have a link to all of the book festival events at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Glad you've been with us today. Join us again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.